Praise be to God. Happy Passover. Yesterday was the starting of Passover. And I can't resist the area of the parallel things that are going on. You know, the Feast of the Lord, the seven Feasts of the Lord, seven meaning complete and perfect. And even though some of the feasts have been fulfilled, but they haven't been completed. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but in other words, they were fulfilled, but they haven't been completed. So a feast, in other words, we're still celebrating the feast because until they have been completed in the area of what it's supposed to do. So there was a starting point. Jesus fulfilled four of the feasts already. There's still feasts, three feasts left. Jesus fulfilled them by starting them. So he fulfilled the written and put it into action. Now these feasts must be completed. So we're watching a recycle of the feasts every year. Every year they recycle. And every year something more is happening with each feast. Does everybody understand that? Anybody understand that? Praise God. So we're watching these things recycle and something new. In other words, something new is happening every recycling. Every time another feast comes around, something new begins. And I really believe that it's the continuous dismantling of the powers of evil. Every time a feast comes around. Every time. And one of the most powerful feasts that parallel with what's going on today is Passover. It's incredible. So, would you turn to Exodus 12, please? Start from the beginning, verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. Now I want you to, you know, there's so many parallels of what's going on. I shared about Trump and Elon Musk being the witnesses now. They're a modern day witness. I'm not saying that they're the two major witnesses, but I'm sharing that they are a modern day witness to the world. All the world's eyes are on Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And here's another parallel. Well, Donald Trump is portraying Moses, and Elon Musk is portraying Aaron. Another two parallel a witness. And it says here, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, the word Egypt means bondage. Saying, this month shall be your beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Of course, we know that our lamb is Jesus. A male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. That's why Jesus died on the cross and everything turned dark and black. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning. What remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist and your sandals on your feet and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste It is the Lord's Passover. Why? Because God was about to bring an exit, a way of escape from bondage. And they were being released from bondage. That's the name of today's teaching, release from bondage. In verse 12, for I'll pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods or principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Verse 13, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now, this is powerful because this is the final plague. This is the completion. This is the 10th plague that's upon the powers of darkness in Egypt so that God's people can be released from bondage. So this day shall be to you a memorial. And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Why? Leaven meaning what? Evil. Actually, what we know is known as fungus, yeast. They had to clean their houses. They had to take hyssop and scrub all their homes from all of this fungus, what we call mildew and stuff like that. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. On the first day, there shall be what? Holy convocation. On the seventh day, there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. The leaven meaning evil. Remember, Jesus died on the cross, and then where'd he go? He went to hell. Level meaning what? Evil. That's the feast to be fulfilled, which he did. For on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generation as an everlasting ordinance. Now, I want you to look at something also. God calls them armies, even though they're in bondage and under slavery for 400 years. He still looked at them as the Lord's army. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leaven, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread. Nothing that's fermented or that's risen, you know, for like bread and stuff that you put leaven in or yeast. Then Moses called for all of the elders of Israel, and said to them, pick out and take lands for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is on the basin, and strike the lintel and the base and the two doorposts with the blood that is the basin. Hyssop neutralizes yeast. That's why which you see all kinds of places they sell for health plan, hyssop cleanse, because it removes, it dismantles the yeast in the body. Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel, on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. Now, think about this. How many believers know about doing this? Many. Globally. Most people who are a believer know about applying the blood of Jesus on their homes. They know about covering their cars when they travel. They know about covering their bank accounts with the blood. They know, okay, so what we're seeing right now is exposure of corruption, of all kinds of things going on globally. But see, if an individual is involved in corruption, the blood has no effect. So the person has to have a pure heart and what? Clean hands. That's the way the blood is manifest. Amen? And it shall be when your children say to you, verse 25, and it will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep the service. And it shall be with your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? That you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptian and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads in worship. Then the children of Israel went away and did so as the Lord had commanded through Moses and Aaron, so they did it. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh's who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Wow. So we see Passover begins on April 12th. It is the first release. That was the first release of bondage to the people. It was the 10th plague. We are in the process of release, physically and spiritually, from the seen slavery and bondage, while the church is exposing the unseen, influencing the bondage. See, so the church is supposed to be exposing the unseen influence, while God is using the physical to expose the physical bondage. Everybody with me? God, again, God's Moses is Trump, and his Aaron is Elon Musk. And Exodus 14, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they may turn and camp before Pharaoh Hephaeth, between Madol and the sea, opposite of Baal Zephon. You shall camp there before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. So they were between the sea and Pharaoh. Amen. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all of his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and that the heart of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people. So they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with them. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, with captains over every one of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and all the chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, overtook them, camping beside the sea and before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? This is not the word of what I told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die out here in the wilderness. They freaked out. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. What a prophetic insight. And the Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all of his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. A pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came to pass when the camp of Egyptians and the camp of Israel, thus it was a cloud and darkness to one, and it was light by night to the other, so that one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into a dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right and on the left side. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariots, or their wheels, their chariot wheels. Man, he went and took their wheels off. So that they drove them with difficulty. I mean, come on, man. God took their wheels off their chariots. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians in their chariots and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. Wow. Now this is pretty wild. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on the right and left side. And the Lord saved Israel that day out of the land, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. This is a continuous parallel of what happened then and is completely and is completing things now. What's going on? Think about this for a second. Because we are reaching a point of a Red Sea moment and crossing over. The whole world is about to cross over. God is ambushing the powers of darkness. He's exposing them. Everything they try to do, they're going to blow it. They're going to be exposed, be arrested, and imprisoned. They will be removed. But we must maintain a faith that God is faithful to complete what he started. Amen? It is a continuous parallel of what's happening then and is completing now. All the executive orders that Trump's doing to remove and all the illegals and exposing all voting fraud and all kinds of fraud and corruption fraud, everything that's happening right now is reaching a great completion. Remember I share with you, there's fulfillments and then there's complete. Amen? Trade deals and the increase of terrorists that are many are freaking out many people because they're short-sighted. But these tariffs are working to the good. China's backed up. China's the number one corrupt country in the world. Number one slavery. I mean, they produce fentanyl and send it to the United States. They've been stealing from us for thousands of years. It's been going on for a long time. These terrorists are freaking out many people, again, that are short-sighted and they're self-independent, not knowing the great I Am is cleaning up and restoring his place in the church to fulfill the world. It's going on right now. Man, when you begin to sit back and really look at all the parallels of what's happening, it's phenomenal. Things that are recycling, God is fulfilled, now completing. Fulfilled, now completing. It's just amazing to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in the body, but present in spirit, have already judged, as though I were present, him who has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. A little leaven, lies, strongholds, mindsets, lies from evil, false realities, bring people into bondage. There are many people out who do not know what the heck's going on. They're so freaked out about not having enough money in their accounts, not being able to buy the things they used to buy. Let me tell you, this is going to be for a little bit, but it's going to pass over. Hello. It will, and things will be restored greatly. But we've got to go through this right now. Why? Because we're going to get to a Red Sea moment. Just we're like between the Red Sea and the militaries and all the powers of darkness, that the angels are holding them back. But eventually, we're going to cross over, go through, and the Lord's going to continue to wipe out the powers of evil. It's going to happen. Hebrew 12 and 22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better than things of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. So we're going to watch this big removal. As of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The great shaking is going to turn, some of them will turn the hearts to God, and some will harden the hearts. Many people during this period of time will be hardened, and many will turn their hearts to the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by the whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went unto Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you, over you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." In other words, he didn't need to hear that. He didn't want to lose focus. Because, see, right now the media is lying and all kinds of stuff and causing people to be misled, be fearful. I can't tell you how many times I go into a place and somebody will try to tell me about what about the Social Security? We're losing this. We're losing that. I said, "Man, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're listening to the wrong news. You're listening from the news from beneath and not the news from above." Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 4. Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep quiet." He didn't want to be distracted. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went out and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Man, I want to see some of this stuff, man. I want to be a part of some of this stuff, man. I want to go swimming and take my towel. Watch the ocean split. Oh, yeah. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. verse 8. Is everybody there? Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water, and it was divided this way and that way, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. So it was when they had crossed over. Everyone say crossed over. That's what we're aiming at, crossing over. That Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what may I do for you before I am taken up from you." And Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be." So he had to what? He had to pay attention, man. He wasn't doing, he probably held on to his, what was he wearing? I don't know. Something. His garment. How about that? I'm sure he just held on to him and said, "Man, you ain't going nowhere. I'm following you if I have to crawl." But again, you know, people lose sight. They get discouraged and they get distracted and disappointed and then they miss what God's doing. Verse 11, then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire, and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen." So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces. And he also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water, it was divided this way and that. And Elijah did what? Elijah what? Crossed over. There was a new release. Now, I want you to look at the parallel of this, because these are, remember, things that are fulfilled are being completed. Things that are being fulfilled are being completed. I know that sounds kind of strange. English is weird anyways. But things that are being fulfilled are being completed. And so in this, as you and I are crossing over, we're crossing over to this, there's going to be so much distraction, so much lies. But look at the parallel of this. Look at what people are going through. Look what Trump is going through. What Elon Musk is going through. Look at their employees, all of their staff are going through. Everybody's being persecuted everywhere. They're being lied to, sued at, everything. They're doing everything that they can. Again, I want to go back to God releasing the Egyptians. I mean, releasing the Israelites from the bondage of Egypt. That was the first release. The second release that we're coming to is the second mantle. That will be the second release that is going to get us across and overcome all of what's going on in this world. The new release of the second, it's going to be a new release of the second mantle needed to cross over, like the Red Sea crossed over for the first release of bondage. This is a second release of bondage. We are there right now, waiting for that second mantle to come to the body. I don't know if it's going to come Federal Express. I don't know how that mantle's coming, but I'm looking for it. It might just wake up and you'll be wearing it. The world won't be able to see it, but you will. But they'll see the fruit of that second mantle like they've never seen before. Proverbs 11 and verse 17. The merciful man does good for his what? For his own soul. But he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work. But he who sows righteousness will have a sure what? Reward. As righteousness leads to life, so he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. And we see that happening all over. The wicked. Those who are a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their ways are his delight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the prosperity of the righteous will be delivered. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 13, verse 13 and 14. He who despises the word will be what? You know how many people call themselves believers but don't believe the Bible? Think about that. I know many people call themselves believers, but they won't read the Bible. They don't believe in the Bible. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be what? Rewarded. The law of the wise is a foundation, is a fountain of life. To turn one away from the snares of death. Proverbs 17, verse 13. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. Oh, man. These Democrats, they're housing demons. That's why they're called Democrats. Why? Because they reward evil. They're promoters of evil. Corrupt individuals. Look at how many people are paid protesters, paid to act against the police, paid to destroy buildings, go into stores. Look at what they did in New York and all these other Democratic-governed-owned cities, destroying the buildings and storehouses, taking people's goods. They've been paid individuals. And those who paid them to do evil will be destroyed. Amen? I don't know if you heard it or not, but Florida has now passed the law. It's been passed that there'll be no more chemtrails. It's illegal. And they were going to put a hotline where you can call if you see a chemtrail. And they will be imprisoned. Yeah, look at it. I mean, there's been no chemtrails for the last 2 days. Of course, many people don't believe in chemtrails. Those are short-sighted and Democrats, most of them. They think we're a bunch of kooks. We're peculiar. I got, you know, that's another point. And we can get a little kooky, but we know the great I am. That's all that matters. Proverbs 25, verse 21. It says, oh, this is one of my favorite ones. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. So no problem. You hate me? Come on over, I'll feed you. I'm going to be rewarded to watch the Lord kick your butt. Hallelujah. See, you don't realize how many people have come against you that God has already taken care of. You may not see it. You may not know it. You may hear of it years later. Psalm 91. Anybody ever heard of that psalm? In verse 7 through 9. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see what? The reward of the wicked. That's pretty intense. Because you have what? Made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you and keep you in all of your ways. That's a promise. Make the Lord your dwelling place. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of what? Corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of the righteous than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But as it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and so having washed, and to her wallowing in mire. Slaves of corruption. And I'm going to close at Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And as even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Wow. And those who approve of it. Just think of all these journalists and news agencies that approve of such things. They're still trying to make excuses. Do you know that they're trying to charge Trump with insider trading? I mean, that just cracks me up, man. These people are real idiots. I mean, they are so deceived. But China's, their ports are backed up with ships that are supposed to be coming here. But they keep increasing the tariffs from the United States to China. But we're not accepting their goods. They're cheap, inexpensive electricals and things of that degree. That lasts a short period of time, so you have to buy another one. But let's be real. We need to, there's manufacturing companies coming back to the United States now. People are leaving China to come back to the United States now. This country is going to be the blessed country of the world until Israel comes aligned. Israel has to go through stuff still. Israel's like, the brother and sister with Israel, the United States. But Israel still needs cleaning. Israel will be the last one to be taken care of. They still got a lot of stuff to go through. But they're still the chosen people. You and I were grafted in to be the chosen people. God chose you. You didn't choose him. Amen. That's the beauty of it. You know, United States is representation of the Spirit. Israel's representation of the Word. So you have Moses and Elijah. But we come together as one. We're grafted together. Globally, united, the world will change. But, you know, everything's got to start. If you look in the scriptures, in the area where it talks about all Lucifer, how he fallen and so forth. And one of the major things that he fell from was it messed with all the trading. He messed with all the trading and everything. He stole from people. He manipulated trade. Trump's not trying to manipulate anything. He's trying to open free trade. Free. Why should we have taxes on trade? We should have free trade so countries can intermingle and sell to one another. There should be no... The only reason why they're trying to prevent the trade is because people are being paid off. Come on, think about all these politicians that are being greased. They make $250,000 a year, and they have $400 million homes. I mean, come on, be real. It's ridiculous. But they're going to be exposed. They're going to follow the money, and people are going to get brought down. The corruption will be exposed, and righteousness will prevail. So just hang tough during these times. It's going to get a little rougher. There's going to be more, you know, persecution. But, man, we're in a great place. Where? Dwelling place. Stay there. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Protect the seed that's been planted. Prepare us for what's getting ready to happen as we continue to wait for that second release of the mantle. We wait for it, Lord. We seek it. We thank you for that second release that's coming. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and all of those that are serving you and battling for you. All those that are going into these places and rescuing the children and all the military and militia. Lord, we thank you for all of these individuals that are serving you globally. Protect them, prosper them, and anoint them that they may be about your business in true spirit and power as we prepare our hearts for communion in Jesus' name.